Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today we're going to be talking about gift cards. And to help me with that conversation, I have Dom Morea, the Senior VP and Head of Gift Card Solutions from First Data. Dom, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to be with you.
Excellent. Now, before we get started, can you give our listeners a little background about First Data and your role within the company?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So First Data is the world's largest processor of digital payments in the world. The company's focus is really on shaping the future of global commerce. And we provide the technology, the networks, and the services that really make any form of credit card, debit card, gift card really work around the world. And we do that for major issuing clients, financial institutions who issue forms of electronic payment accounts. And we do that for millions of merchants around the world, from the largest retailers, both physical and digital, down to the most local merchants on Main Street that accept a variety of forms of cards, as well as payments in the form of checks. My role in the company, I'm responsible for Gift Solutions, which is the business that is entirely dedicated to the enablement of branded currency solutions. So for consumers, folks out there who have ever gone and bought and given a gift card, we provide the technologies associated with helping to produce and manufacture the actual physical card and carrier that you discover inside of a physical store. We also provide a range of processing capabilities. So we provide the system of record to maintain the balances of those gift cards and those accounts. And we provide a range of digital services that help merchants increasingly sell and distribute gift cards in a digital form around the web.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that background. Now, you recently published a report titled 2017 U.S. Consumer Insights Study Key Trends. Can you tell us about some of the insights that are in that report?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the Digital Insights Study is actually an annual study that we do, and we survey over 2,000 gift purchasers and receivers each year. The reason we do the study is because we want to make sure that we're tracking what's happening at an industry level and how consumers are really thinking about and using forms of brand and currency, not only in the U.S., but increasingly around the world. Some of the findings are really interesting. So we continue to see gift card usage grow. It continues to be a very attractive product for consumers. And some of the findings are not only is it growing, but the number of ways in which consumers are using gift cards is also expanding. So it's not just about gift giving and gift receiving anymore, Ryan. It's about how branded currency might be used for folks to buy for themselves as a self-spender or use in conjunction with mobile apps where they'd load value and be able to conveniently pay for purchases that they might make on a daily basis. And we're also seeing an increase in the number of use cases for branded currency where they're connected to loyalty programs, where people are sort of converting the points that they've earned in exchange for the ability to buy gift cards with those points, and a range of different incentive kinds of programs. So whether it's a consumer who might be incented to shop more or spend more, or even sales forces as a reward for doing a really good job in meeting their goals. So gift cards are growing, the number of use cases are expanding, and there's certainly a growing trend toward digital, not just about physical cards anymore.
Great. So thank you for those bullet points, and we're going to jump into some of those here. And the first one being, so when it comes to gift cards, are we seeing a shift towards more e-gift cards being purchased?
Yeah, we are. For sure, physical gift cards continue to be the dominant form of gift cards that are used by consumers, but we're seeing those preferences beginning to shift, and that's really important. So as digital natives and certainly the increasing sort of economic power, spending power of millennials really takes shape, there's almost becoming sort of an expectation that, hey, I don't need to necessarily go to the store to get a card. I really may need that card or want that gift account on demand, right? And the ability to sort of be able to buy a gift card and send it to that friend or family member really in the moment, maybe, you know, because they've forgotten about that birthday or that special event, that's where digital becomes a very important sort of capability for many, many consumers who are increasingly used to kind of living a very mobile, connected, and sort of instant on-demand lifestyle.
Yeah, that instant gratification certainly plays a major role into that. Now, in the report, it was noted that 24% of people who purchase gift cards purchase it for themselves. Can you give us some more detail as to the reason why that they do that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we think there's a couple of drivers for that. One big one is mobile apps. There are some very prolific mobile programs out there today, for example, Starbucks, restaurants or quick service restaurants have really found a way to use a mobile app for the purpose of helping to cut down lines, you know, at those peak meal times. And what you would find in many of those mobile apps is the user experience is really built around a prepaid account, a gift account, where you'd load funds onto it and you'd be able to, you know, use those funds. So many self-spenders are beginning to experience sort of a prepaid account, a branded currency account, because of that design, which has proven to be really, really effective and really successful for retailers. So mobile is a big driver of that self-spending trend. The other is that, you know, we continue to see, self-spenders who are using gift cards and buying gift cards because it provides them with some savings opportunities, some discount opportunities. So, for example, spend $40 to get $50 in prepaid value. That's really, really attractive to folks who, you know, are trying to save money, get more for their money and stretch their dollar. So self-spending has been a really, really successful sort of trend that we continue to see grow. And for, you know, folks that may not necessarily be banked or, you know, maybe, you know, largely unbanked, in other words, they don't have a credit card or a debit card at their disposal, you know, the ability to kind of take cash as a form of tender to buy, for example, an Amazon card or a Walmart.com card and use that online where they can shop online is another kind of major trend that we're seeing that's driving kind of that move toward more self-spending as opposed to the traditional gift-giving, gift-receiving. We're personally very excited about that. We don't think gift-giving and gift-receiving is going to go away anytime soon. So that sort of trend brought about by mobile and kind of being able to really enjoy this form of digital currency in gift cards, we think really makes the pie bigger, and that's pretty exciting for us.
Great. So to now kind of to piggyback on this whole, the self-purchasers, you know, it was noted in the report that 62% are millennials. But what I really found interesting was that, you know, still a majority of the cards were still physical. Now, do you believe that this trend will remain, or will e-gift cards, you know, kind of become more popular with the segment over the next couple years?
Yeah, we definitely believe that millennials and future generations who, you know, we can sort of kind of to wrap another term around it, more digital natives, are really, you know, poised to continue to propel the trend and the growth, the shift really toward digital. The fact that there's many cards today that millennials are still using, I think is really just a kind of an overhang and a function of what's available. So while increasingly retailers who are offering their branded currency, their gift card programs are moving digital, a preponderance of what's out there today is still very card-based. So I think it's a little bit of a supply and demand thing going on. And we think that that will definitely continue to shift and swing more heavily toward digital as those millennials and younger generations begin to discover ways in which they can find and take advantage of that digital form of currency, store it in their mobile wallets, have it in the cloud in places where, you know, uniquely they'll, you know, never have to worry about losing that physical card. So there's a lot of advantages, not just in terms of access, but, you know, really kind of, you know, kind of taking some of the, let's say the clunkier parts of a physical card out of the equation. And it's always there for you when you need it. So we think that that sort of trend will definitely be driven by millennials and younger generations, just a little bit of a transitional state, I think, that we're in right now.
So in the report, there was a great page directed towards merchants and, you know, kind of why you should consider offering gift cards. Would you mind sharing some of the insights on that page?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I think the bottom line for folks is that gift cards really are a really powerful and excellent engagement tool for retailers to use with consumers. I think this historically has been, you know, something that, you know, we've seen in gift cards where they've, you know, certainly been highly attractive to consumers, particularly at holiday time, but, you know, throughout the year. And we see that trend, you know, really only increasing. For example, our study shows that the amount of overspend has actually increased year on year. So whereas in our report last year, the data point showed that about consumers spent about $28 more than the gift card value, this year's report and study showed that that figure had actually moved up to $38. Now, you know, there are definitely some, you know, sort of views on that out there that, well, that's not great for consumers because it causes them to spend more. We respectfully don't think about it that way. We think that actually it shows the benefit and the value of gift cards to either gift receivers or self-spenders because it really helps them augment and make their dollar go further, right? So if they had that special gift that, you know, they really wanted to buy, but they didn't quite have the savings, gift cards is a great way to really augment and top up, you know, and give them the ability to really buy that special item for themselves or, you know, for a loved one. So overspending is really key. The other thing that our study, you know, continues to reinforce and show is that, you know, gift cards was a really powerful way to really stimulate consumers to, you know, come into a store. In fact, 44% of the respondents actually said that they would visit a store that they might not have otherwise visited if they didn't have that gift card. Right. So it's a really great engagement tool, a way to, you know, kind of drive footfall for retailers into their stores. And that's incredibly powerful. And the other is that, you know, we saw about 53% of the respondents noted that they'd probably, you know, visit a store more often if they had prepaid value. So connecting that to loyalty, other ways to really engage consumers, to have them come in and visit, you know, we think are uniquely really powerful for gift cards. So really important tool, as we see it sort of broadly and in our business as we work with our clients, a really important tool to really engage end users and really kind of position the brand in really sticky ways.
Well, Don, this has been a wonderful conversation talking about gift cards, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
That wraps up another edition of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in getting a copy of the report, you can look for the link in the show notes below. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, you can reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorygroup.com. As always, thank you for listening to the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.